Yeah, so if you're a Christian,
I get to Masih asti,
but you're not doing the things that Jesus Christ is telling you to do, then you're not being a disciple. You're not following Christ. Go to Romans 8:1. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
پس اکنون هیچ محکومیتی نیست بر آنانی که در مسیح عیسی هستند که جسم را متابعت نمی نمایند بلکه روح را.
Now we love this verse. There's no condemnation.
But notice that it says
we walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Yeah? When you do walk after the flesh, there is condemnation. There will be consequences to those sins that you're walking in. Yeah, and of course, Christians won't be condemned in eternity, but we will have consequences on this earth. Yeah? And disciple is one who follows Christ, who does what he says, who walks after the Spirit. Yeah, it is the Christian that is in church. It's the Christian that gives tithes. It's the Christian that shares the gospel. It's a Christian that wants to learn how to do better. It's a Christian that tries to obey the Bible. It's a Christian that asks Jesus, how should we pray?
Yeah,
because, like the disciples, because they want to learn. Yeah, they're students, the pupils. Yeah? It's a Christian that wants to be like Christ. And disciple is a learner. With eventually the goal of becoming like his master. Go to Matthew 10. Matthew 10, 24-25. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household?
شاگرد از معلم خود برتر نیست و نه غلام از آقایش برتر. کافی است شاگرد را که چون استاد خیش گردد و غلام را که چون آقای خود شود. پس اگر صاحب خانه را زبور خوانند چقدر بیشتر اهل خانه‌اش.
That the disciple is not above his master, yeah, not the servant of his Lord. Yeah, but here's the idea, here's the goal of the disciple, and eventually he'll become like his master.
In
Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
زیرا آنانی را که از قبل شناخت ایشان را نیز از پیش مقدر فرمود تا به صورت پسرش متولد شود و اون نخست زاده از برادران
بسیار. The goal is to be confirmed to the image of a son.
شبیه پسر بشه.
The goal is to be more Christ-like.
هدف اینه که بیشتر شبیه مسیح.
Luke 6:39 and 40. And he spake a parable unto them, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into a ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master.
Luke 6:39 and 40.
Yeah, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone who is perfect. Yeah, and we talked about this before. It means to be complete. Yeah, sinless perfection we cannot attain on this earth.
But
if you are complete, if you are perfect, then you shall be as his master. When we, as God's children, are doing the right things, when we are in church, we read our Bibles, we pray, reaching the lost, we trying to obey God's commandments, yeah, we are being his disciple. We are working towards a place where we become more Christ-like. We are being conformed to the image of a son.
Yeah,
nobody's there yet, but we are becoming. We are going in that direction.
Yeah.
You can look at your own life
and ask yourself today, yeah,
when I compare where I'm standing today, did I grow compared to where I stood last year? A year ago.
همین جایی که هستم پارسال آیا رشد کردم؟
Am I more Christ-like today than I was a year ago؟
تا به امروز بیشتر شبیه مسیح شدم؟
If the answer is yes،
اگر جواب تو بله،
you can see that you're growing in Christ، you're growing in maturity.
Hey،
you're being a student، you're being a pupil، you're being a disciple، you're following Jesus Christ.
و استاد دنبال استاد عیسی مسیح رفتی، پس از پارسال.
Of course, if the answer is no،
اما اگر جواب امروز نه،
if you're just in the same place or even a worse place،
جایی هستی که پارسال بودی یا شاید هم بدتر.
Are you then a follower of Jesus Christ? Are you then a student, a pupil? Yeah. And the answer is no. And it's not that no that you're not a student. Because we're all students, we're all pupils of something, we're all following something. But most people follow things that are not Jesus Christ. Yeah, we follow people around us.
We follow famous people and start doing what they're doing.
Yeah, we start saying what they're saying. We start wearing what they're wearing. Instead of listening to Jesus Christ and following him. Yeah, and doing what he has to say about those topics.
And
this is again a warning for parents. Guess who your children are looking at. Guess who starts out to be the primary role models for them. That is you. Yeah, as the parent. You should be setting the right example. Yeah, you need to be able to say, hey, follow me as I follow Christ. And also parents, be careful of what influences you allow in your children's life. Because your children might pick up on that and follow other things
than
Jesus Christ. Yeah, because we want, of course, our children to be followers of Christ. We want them to be turned out well.
Yeah,
like Joy said, John said, yeah, there's no greater joy to see that you walk, the children walk in truth.
And
of course, it's also point to the spiritual children. Yeah, so We're all disciples in some way. Yeah, we're all following something. The Bible specifically says, be followers of Christ.
We go to Psalm.
Psalm 1:1-2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Yeah, so what is the man that is called blessed here? What is he not doing? He's not following after the counsel of the ungodly.
Yeah,
he's not a follower of the ungodly. His role models are not ungodly people. Yeah, he's not standing in the way of sinners. He's not sitting in the seat of the scornful.
Now,
what is he following? The law of the Lord, God's word. He is a follower of Jesus Christ. Yeah, if we would say the New Testament terms. And that is the blessed man. Yeah, what you are following determines
اونی که شما دنبالش میرین اعلام میکنه
if your life is full of those blessings.
آیا زندگیتون پر از اون برکات هست یا نه؟
Yeah. How are we blessed now? We saw these great promises already.
چجوری برکت داریم؟ قولهای بزرگی رو تو
Yeah, John 15:14, you are my friends. If you do whatsoever I command you.
شما دوست من هستید اگر آنچه به شما حکم کنم
انجام بدید. Those who are following Jesus.
اونایی که دنبال عیسی مسیح میرن.
Are called his friends.
دوست او هستن.
Yeah, we can be called the friends of God.
میتونیم فرزندان خدا باشیم.
Just as Abraham was called the friend of God.
فرزند خدا.
Yeah, we're not slaves.
ما برده نیستیم.
How do you become a friend of God?
چجوری میتونیم دوست خدا
باشیم؟ Do whatsoever I keep the key
do the word. Yeah. Yeah. Don't be picking and choosing from God's commandments.
No, just keep the word. Yeah.
Follow what Jesus has set as an example.
Yeah.
Don't make a top 5 favorite commandments that you want to keep. Whatsoever I command you. Yeah, we can call God our friend when we follow him. He will call us his friends when we obey
him.
Oh, so we're forced into this?
No,
you do something for a friend because of free will. Because you love a friend. Yeah, we are friends of God.
Yet there
are many people. Good people will follow a lot of commandments. But they do it because they believe that's what they need to do to go to heaven. They go to church because they think they need to do this
to go to heaven.
That's not being a friend. That is serving out of fear. That is bondage. That's being a slave.
Yeah?
That's what these false doctrines set you up for. Yeah, a friend wants to help a friend. Yeah, God wants people who serve him because they want to.
Yeah.
Why do we serve God?
It's
not because we need to do it to go to heaven.
Because
that's already a done deal. Yeah, that's by faith.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't serve God because we have to. We serve God because we desire to do so.
And
it carries blessings.
Yeah.
I hope you're in church today because you want to be here. Yeah, because you want to be with God's family. Because you want to learn about the things of God. Yeah, if your attendance is like it's like the weather report, as reliable as the weather report.
then
something is wrong with you. Wrong with you. Yeah, if you need to be forced into church. Yeah, if not, somebody has to pick you up.
It shouldn't be raining and
only if you're cold you're coming. You need to be reminded all the time. Something is wrong. Yeah, your default mode should be, hey, I want to be with the people of God. And the disciple shows up because he wants to be there. He wants to learn because he's a student. Yeah, because he wants to know how to follow Jesus Christ. Yeah, and I remind you from the pulpit sometimes. Yeah, that you need to be in church, but I'll never make you come to church. I'll never threaten you to come to church.
Yeah,
if you don't come, you might die next week because you live in sin. No, we don't do that. You're free to come. I want you to be here because you want to be here. Why should I be a disciple?
Yeah,
God tells you to be one. There are promises. There are only for disciples. We can be friends of God. Yeah? And a disciple gets what he asks for. That sounds wonderful. Go back to John 15. John 15, I read 5-8. I'm the vine, you are the branches. Either the vine in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you cannot do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples.
من تاک هستم و شما شاخه‌ها. آنکه در من میماند و من در او میوه بسیار میآورم، زیرا که جدا از من هیچ نمیتواند کرد. اگر کسی در من نماند، مثل شاخه بیرون انداخته میشود و میخشکد و آنها را جمع کرده در آتش میاندازند و سوخته میشود. اگر در من بمانید و کلام من در شما بماند، آنچه خواهید به طلبید که برای شما خواهد شد. جلال پدر من آشکارا میشود به این که میوه بسیار بیاورید و شاگرد من بشوید.
You shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That sounds like an absolutely great promise.
does it mean everything I want? Because that's what most people will be thinking. Here's my list of stuff that I like to get.
Yeah,
but you're asking things so you can spend them on your own list.
Now,
what is the disciple asking? What is on the mind? What is on the mind of a disciple, of a follower of Jesus Christ? Somebody who loves God, wants to live for God. What does this person ask for? He's going to ask about things that are important to God. Yeah, and this is all mentioned in relation to bringing forth fruit.
Yeah.
In getting people saved. Yeah, a follower of Christ is in the business of bringing forth fruit.
So
the disciple, the follower of Christ, he is not asking things to spend on his own list.
Yeah,
we don't see Jesus performing miracles so he can benefit from it.
Now,
likewise, the follower of Christ asks according to the will of God. He asks to be fruitful,
to get people saved.
He's asking things on behalf of others.
Yeah,
go to John 8. John 8, 28-31. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father had taught me, I speak these things, and He had sent me is with me. The Father had not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him. John 8, yeah. As He spake these words, many believed on Him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in my word, then you are my... Are you my disciples indeed?
8:28-31.
28 to 31. 28:31. چون این را گفت بسیار به دو ایمان آوردن. پس عیسی به یهودیانی که به دو ایمان آوردن گفت اگر شما در کلام من بمانید حقیقتا شاگرد من خواهید شد.
So what is our example with Jesus Christ? Yeah, what is he asking for? What is he doing?
او چی کار میکنه؟
Now he did what God wanted him to do.
Yeah?
It says that he did what was pleasing to the Father. And he says, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. You want to be my disciples? Yeah? Then do what is pleasing to God. Yeah? Not live however you want as a Christian and be my disciple. No, there are conditions for being a disciple. Yeah, you are to be somebody who wants to please God. And when we are disciples, we do that as friends. Not out of fear and bondage.
Yeah,
because we fear for our salvation. Yeah, did you do anything to get saved?
No,
it's not a works lest any should boast.
What
if I decide to stop serving God, live like the world? Yeah, will I still be saved and go to heaven? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, nothing to do to get you, to get saved, nothing to keep it. But when I serve God, it is only because I want to. There's no fear, there's no bondage, because we have liberty as Christians. We can serve Christ because we want to. Yeah, we can be called His friends. Yeah, we are like the blessed men. All those promises in the Bible are for us. It's a blessing to serve God. It's great to serve God and see the work that He's doing in our lives and in those around us. Yeah, so if you're saved,
اگه امروز نجات داری,
but you're not a disciple, you're missing out on blessings. So let's recap.
So
every Christian disciple, no, it's not. A lordship salvation is a false doctrine. Yeah, getting saved does not equal submitting yourself to his lordship.
Yeah, there's clearly
conditions attached for being a disciple. Yeah, forsaking your father and mother.
Having your priorities right.
Yeah, forsaking all he has.
Obeying
his commandments.
Yeah.
Continue in his word.
What does it mean to be a disciple?
Yeah,
that's you are a student.
شما شاگردان
a pupil, a follower, a learner,
یادگیرنده خداوند بودید
with a goal
با هدف اینکه
of becoming like your master
مثل سرورتون
of course our master has to be Jesus Christ
سرورتون عیسی مسیح
God wants us to be conformed to the image of his son he wants us to be more Christ like day after day year after year that we're growing And there are many benefits for being a disciple. Many promises in the Bible are only given for disciples.
Yeah.
All takes don't work for good if you don't obey his commandments.
Yeah.
As a disciple,
yeah,
we have liberty. We can be friends with God. We're not in bondage. We can ask things and we receive. Yeah, first of all, because we ask for the right things. And the second, yeah, when we ask for things, God actually answers. And he gives us the things we're asking for. We're blessed. Yeah, it's the blessed man that meditates on the word day and night. Being a disciple is the blessed life.
خوش به حالش خواهد شد برکت داشتن و خوش به حالی زمانی است که شاگرد مسیح هستید
and it's up to you to make the decision
اون تصمیم شاگرد بودن به شماست
if you want a disciple
اگر میخواین شاگرد باشید
or if you just want to live out your life doing nothing for God
یا میخواین هیچ کاری برای خدا نکنید و فقط نجات داشته باشید
just making it into heaven
و فقط به زور وارد بهش بشید
I hope you want to be a disciple
شاگرد مسیح باشید
and to be a follower of Christ
و دنباله روی مسیح باشید نه فقط نجات مسیح رو داشته باشید آمین